Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomasson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomasson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wrights hits a line drive into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munday hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Munday moves to second. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomasson. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Munday scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Madlock scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomasson. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spear hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason strikes out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez bunts towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal moves to third. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock bunts in front of the plate. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Ken Wright's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wright's is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright's hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaver low covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Dave Heaver low. Steve Ontiveros batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ontiveros hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomason for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthews scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Evans reaches second base with a double. Mercer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. Joe Coleman now pitching. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's Giants, 6, Cubs, 6. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Reitz. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. 2 outs. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to second. Dave Rader pinch hits for Mike Caldwell. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock strikes out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomasson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomasson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomasson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Mercer is walked intentionally. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to third. Mercer moves to second. Mike Garman now pitching. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. Thomasson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Mike Garman. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Munday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hill bunts towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arnold is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Thomason batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomason is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morales strikes out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer who is chasing the ball. Trillo reaches third base with a triple. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Cubs. Charlie Williams now pitching. Steve Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosello strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Knowles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knowles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.